time to catch up on what's happening in Cowal. Good morning, Alan.
Oh, good morning, Keith.
What's happening with the school at the moment? A few workers out and about.
Ah, yes, they've apparently got asbestos in there, which is possible because some of the buildings are a fair age now, and they are actually having a crew in during the holidays to remove the asbestos. So just a heads up to those in Cowal. Please don't go onto the site while they're doing that, because probably it's highly illegal and you don't want to be wrangled up in some asbestos dust.
No, absolutely not. So the library will be closed or open?
Yeah, the library will be open. Yeah, that opens to the main road in front of the school, so there's no problem with that. Holiday hours are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 8:30 to 4 p.m. They'll resume normal hours next week, Monday the 19th, which is when school goes back. That'll be their normal hours. Just a couple of things happening out at the library. They have a seed and plant exchange. I've never been to one, but I assume it's where you take along a plant or two and swap with someone else or whatever. 10:45 a.m. Tuesday the 27th. That'll be happening there. So just turn up there with whatever you want to swap, or if you might be able to buy something even. And just one final thing, the library, they're very much into recycling and all that sort of thing these days, and they're asking people with the little square tags you have on your bag of bread or muffins or whatever you might eat, they're recycling those, and they've got a bucket there to put them in, along with a lot of other recycled stuff as well. So they're making this is just a bit of a new one initiative with the bread tags.
Certainly help out if you can there. And the parents and friends of Cowal Area School, I understand they're having another soup day.
Yeah, this is the second one for this winter time. It's a Friday, July the 30th, 11:30 to 2 p.m. in the Institute Supper Room. Just turn up there. It's about $8 for a bowl of soup and a good-sized bread roll and probably a coffee, I think. If you want more information, just contact Erin King. She's pretty much around the place. Everyone knows her pretty well.
The Cowal Wellbeing Group having their AGM?
Yes, well, that's on it's the 2nd of August, at the Franklin Harbour Hotel at 6:30 p.m. It's their AGM, that's the Wellbeing Group. And, you can talk to Erin again if you want to know about that, or Jasmine Piggott. So they're the two people to contact if you want a bit more information.
And something that's been in the news most recently is the vaccine rollout.
Yes, we had one quite a few weeks ago in Cowal at the bowling club, and they've got, I suppose it's the follow-up, is happening. It's August the 16th and 17th, which is a little way away yet, but I just thought people might just give them a heads up to plan their week around those days. I'll mention it next month if that's possible. That's on at the Bowls Club. I'm not sure the time, but it's usually about 10 till 4 or 10 till 4:30, something like that.
Make sure you do get along to that. Thank you very much, Alan. And I understand that we're going to be speaking to somebody new next month, but only for next month.
Yes, I hope so. I've got someone lined up. I won't be able to do it next month. So if you can talk to whoever it is, I'm not too sure yet. I'll keep that a secret, perhaps, will we?
Oh, okay. We'll hold on to the secret for a little while longer. Well, thank
It'll
you.
It'll be a secret between you and me, but no one else will know it.
That's right.
Hopefully the person doing it will know a bit about it before the Wednesday, whatever day it will be.
That's exactly anyway. Right. Thank you very much, Alan, and we'll speak to you in about 8 weeks from now.
That'll be fine. Thanks, Keith. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.